How did an entrepreneur own and run two successful optical stores for 16 years and only work 2 days a week? In this episode, we'll drill deeper into trying to find more of this non-renewable resource that we hold so precious in our finite lives, which is time. You're going to have to find more of it if you're going to survive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Revenue RX, Optical Retail Wins. The journey to working on the business and finding real wealth. This is the Optical Owner's Odyssey, and I'm your host, Joe Miro. And in this podcast, we'll uncover new ideas and useful insights as we explore a winning prescription of how to increase revenue for optical store owners. I've documented my process and journey of 16 years in the optical industry, as well as almost 35 years in unrelated business experiences that I drew on when owning and operating two profitable stores as an entrepreneur, not as an optician or as an optometrist. I invite you to follow me, find out what I did, how I did it, and hopefully apply some of the wisdom and experiences from my journey.
It's 2010, and 3 years after the purchase of the store. The revenue has doubled through the recession. The advertising and brand exposure over the past 3 years has paid dividends by capturing a high percentage of the resurgent buyers. The strategy of focusing on four key areas has proven successful. I had a plan with a purpose, found the time to work on the business. The team was in place with best practices, and the revenue was there. And now, put it to the test. By way of example, let me tell you a short story. There was a wedding in Sri Lanka that I was invited to. I had never been there, and if I was going to go with the family, it was not going to be for a week. We decided to go for a month. This would be the real test. How would the business hold up? Did I have the trust of the staff? Were the systems in place and solid enough to not have any daily support? Was the brand exposure well-rooted in the minds of the consumer? I got on the plane and just let go. I could only trust and have faith that what was in place was solid, that the business pillars were strong and would hold while I was gone. As we took off, I felt the real wealth of discretionary time. 1 month with the family, away from routine and stress. I felt wealthy. This was a luxury to be able to go and trust that everything would be okay. I'll spare you the details of this wonderful trip, but suffice to say that I was rejuvenated, recharged, relaxed, and feeling privileged. On my return to the store, I found out that during my absence, the store generated the highest monthly revenue since I had bought the business, and that the record month remained that way for a few years. I almost considered getting back on the plane. This is when I realized that I had achieved a modicum amount of control over time and felt very wealthy. Part of my why is to inspire and motivate change for the retail optical owner to find real wealth and more discretionary time. Let's think about that for a minute. What is real wealth? Is it really how much money you have? Or is it what you can buy with that money? And if we look at people who have a high level of income and what they're doing with that money, what has it bought them? They have more time to do things, see things that we can't afford to do because we're caught up working in the business like employees and not acting as entrepreneurs as we set out to be. This discretionary time and the ability to find it, it's what separates the wealthy from others. More vacations, more golf time, more time with the family. More time to relax and enjoy what's important to you. Like my story of the trip to Sri Lanka. Every journey starts with a single step. In regard to your journey, the first step is to have a deep understanding of time and how to control it, how to save it, how to spend it, and how to have it work for you. You value your time and right now have prioritized this podcast. We put a price on time itself, and as a form of currency, we spend it as a commodity with economic value, sometimes even priceless when spent on what we personally hold dearest. You already have too much to do and too little time to do it. The average person today is working about 110% of capacity or more. Your dance card's full. You do not have any spare time. As life changes, your priorities change as well. Certain things that were important at one stage of your life or career are no longer as important as you move to another stage of your life or to another level of responsibility. So what is time? It's non-renewable. When it's gone, it's gone. Time can be saved. You can buy time. Make time, waste time, change time. Create time. Schedule it. You can try to manage it. Time is a complex, multifaceted concept that plays a critical role in our understanding of the world. It is a continuous progression of moments that can be measured in seconds, minutes, hours, days, years, and so on. Time's the holy grail. It is the nucleus, the heart, the hub, the core, where everything happens around it. It is the beginning and end of everything. You know the saying, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Well, there's no question when it comes to time. Time comes first. Nothing happens without something taking place in time. You need to find time if you're going to create something, innovate, produce, or grow the business. You ask, where do I start this journey? This is the answer. You start here with understanding time. If you don't control time, time will control you. When did 1 second become or feel like 5 minutes? In our culture today, this is the new reality. We experience this because time has control of us. We are not in control of time. We have let time dictate just how we will act and behave. And in most situations, it's without patience, rushed, and late to the dance. It creates stress and poor judgment. Time waits for no one. Time has a sequence in our lives, I believe. There is a right time, there is a time to wait, a time to proceed. The good news is there's 24 hours in a day. The bad news is there's only 24 hours in a day. One of the things I point out to my sons on recent occasions is that the answer they're looking for is under the alarm clock. Think about that for a minute. If you get up an hour earlier each day, that's 365 hours a year, or 15.2 days. That's over 2 weeks, or 3 5-day business weeks. What would you do with this newfound time? There are so many challenges these days in the eye care and vision care industry. Let me just list a few of them. High operating costs, regulatory compliance, insurance and billing complexity, technological advancements, competition, changing demographics, online presence, staffing and training, patient education and compliance. Wow, wow, wow. You need to free up time if you're going to work on your business and have the time to find solutions. Time management is especially important, as you will need to establish what's important to accomplish within the limited time that you have available. Time management is especially important, as you will need to establish what's most important to accomplish within the limited time you have available. Managing your full-time work alongside personal and family commitments is a balancing act that requires a systemic approach to how you structure and spend your time. You can only gain control of your life to the degree to which you stop doing things that are no longer as valuable or important to you. You must constantly ask yourself, what activities in my life can I cut back on, delegate, or discontinue to free up more time for my most important activities? Clear your plate of unfinished business. Do it, delegate it, delay it, or dump it. Unfinished business will drain your time and energy. If you're an owner who's so involved with the day-to-day operations of the company, basically acting as an employee, there's no time to discover or implement any new growth incentives of the company. Take a hard look at your work and make a list of items that consume most of your time. Which of these activities could you discontinue or delegate to free up more time for higher value work? Time should be given a higher value in your life, since we have precious little of it. Compare your daily activities against your annual income. Would you pay someone else the equivalent salary to do things that you are doing? If you wouldn't, stop. Stop doing these things immediately and pass them on to someone who can do them almost as well as you can. This means being aware of how you're spending your time and reconsider how much time is worth. As a business owner, we wear a lot of hats. I would like to share a concept in its simplest form. You have a technician, manager, and an entrepreneur. Now, the technician is focused on the now, micromanagement focused, employee tasks, where the manager is focused on the past, last month's sales numbers, budget concerns, business trends, things that have happened. And now the entrepreneur, who should be focused on the future, strategic planning, forward thinking, goal setting, skill development, etc. The entrepreneur needs to be working on the business where the manager and the technician are working in the business. In order for the entrepreneur to be able to execute any plans or changes, they need to find the time. This is accomplished by spending less time micromanaging and doing managerial tasks. That's what you've hired the manager to do. Trust and let go. Sometimes you need to spend money for time by hiring the right people with the right attitude and leverage yourself. Delegate responsibility. Don't be afraid of losing control. Learn to let go. To start anything new, you must stop doing something old. You cannot take on something new without deliberately deciding to discontinue something else. So decide what that's going to be. This podcast is all about a winning prescription focused on making more money. So let's talk about making money and its relationship with time. Money is also time. Money is the exchange of human action. Money is mobilizing human energy. I pay you money to do something for me. I bought the time it'll take you to accomplish the task I've requested. If money's time and real wealth is discretionary time, then the pursuit of money takes on a whole new meaning and purpose. Money's opportunity. Opportunity gives you options. Freedom's equal to the sum of your options. The more options you have, conceivably, the freer you can be. Money's a core motivation lever. Money provides you the opportunity to use time where you have more control and options of what to do with it. It's not the money itself. It is more discretionary time that is the real wealth. Start by realistically calculating how you will structure your hours to yield the most productive results. So instead of focusing on doing everything, focus on what counts. Reclaim your time, organize, plan, delegate your way to finding more time to grow the business. Freedom from distraction is the key. Too many people today waste hours on addictive but hollow technology and social media. If you want to win, you need to focus, simplify, and concentrate. You're going to have to find more time if you're going to survive, because what got you here today will not get you to where you want to go tomorrow. You're going to need to make changes, and we'll have to find time to make those changes. You're going to have to find more time if you're going to survive. You're going to need to make some changes, and we'll have to find the time to make those changes. The way out of stagnation is by finding time and committing to change. Set some money aside for a reinvestment. Also, instead of focusing on doing everything, decide on one thing to change that has a direct line to influencing your bottom line. Thanks again for listening to Revenue RX, Optical Retail Wins. Follow me every second week in this podcast and find new ways to think about your optical retail business and take action. Start today to make a commitment to change. Now, in the next episode, we're going to discuss some old school marketing opportunities, staying consistent with keeping it simple, and how to get more customers into the store.